USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More violence against Capitol Police. One officer killed and one hurt Friday. Capitol Police say a 25-year-old Indiana man rammed his car into a police barricade on Constitution Ave. Officer Billy Evans killed. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman issuing a plea to the public following the shooting.
This has been an extremely difficult time for U.S. Capitol Police after the events of January 6th. And now the events that have occurred here today. So I ask that you keep our U.S. Capitol Police family in your thoughts and prayers.
The injured officer said to be in stable condition and expected to survive. Police say the suspect was shot and killed by an officer after lunging at officers with a knife. No word on a motive, but investigators don't believe it was terrorism-related. President Biden says he's heartbroken by the attack. He orders flags at the White House to be lowered to half-staff. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Strong job gains announced Friday, but President Biden warns they could be fleeting. Over 900,000 non-farm jobs added in March, exceeding expectations. White House Economic Advisor Jared Bernstein telling CBS News Friday even more jobs could be added through Biden's infrastructure plan.
For example, if you think about adding 500,000 charging stations, standing up an electric vehicle sector, trying to onshore what is essentially an industry that we'd love to grab global market share in, and that's battery production, you're talking about millions of jobs.
Biden warns those job gains could be wiped out if we don't stay vigilant in our fight against the coronavirus. He also points out we still have over 8 million fewer jobs now than we did last March. Meanwhile, New York City sets a single-day record Thursday with 93,000 vaccinations. Also, a new study finds the COVID vaccine is safe for those pregnant or breastfeeding, and babies may also be protected from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC changes the guidelines regarding domestic travel during the pandemic. John Clements reports.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says fully vaccinated people can resume domestic travel.
We state that fully vaccinated people can resume travel to at low risk to themselves.
Dr. Walensky defined what is the definition of being fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated is defined as 2 weeks after receiving the single dose vaccine or after 2 weeks after receiving the second dose of the two dose vaccine.
Dr. Walensky said the CDC recommends getting tested after returning from an overseas trip. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Some retired Philadelphia police officers apologizing for a fundraising email about George Floyd. The email from Protect Our Police PAC says former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is on trial for a murder he did not commit. The email also refers to protesters as unhinged radical cop haters. The PAC now says the email does not reflect their values and accuses the marketing firm it hired of tactless messaging. A Matt Gaetz staffer resigns. The Florida Congressman's Communications Director Luke Ball announcing his resignation yesterday. It comes after a New York Times story alleging Gaetz paid women for sex. The 38-year-old Gaetz denies the allegation. Gaetz, a strong ally of former President Trump. Trump not commenting on the issue. The Daily Beast reporting Trump is following the scandal, but is following advice to keep quiet. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.